This is called The Blue Flame. Another day forcing me into place. The sun stunning. The courtyard at noon, some circle of hell, I don't mind at all. Neighbors off to school, to work. Even the dark women who already have hung on a rope. Wet whites, magentas, and aquamarines. No resolutions to speak of. No release come easy, like a break in the weather. But no ugly fights, either. No shrieking recriminations to bring the police. Cobwebs on the cactus, on the agave and its secret intoxication, on the endless yawn of the mouse in deep decomposition. Hour after hour, a potent stillness upon which nothing that is not essential can intrude. Like that drive through the Sonora in murderous midsummer. The pickup nicknamed the Blue Flame. No AC, just a steady combustion through heat that suggested you sit still, breathe slowly, and keep your mouth shut. Monumental space, impervious to human foolishness, where even the utility towers, massive as they were, looked like little Hopi dancers frozen in place. No telling how far I had to go or how hard it would be. But terrain that austere reinforced the belief I was here for the duration. It's hard to say that word. I was here for the duration. Not always easy, though, telling the ghost towns from the live ones. It took only seconds to pass through and often no one in sight. At most, a cowboy hat at a gas pump. And once, a Navajo girl in black braids dragging on a long string a dusty pair of tennis shoes. Then the highway again, a strict line forward through a billion years in which life answered to no one but itself, in which no man or woman ruined the earth for each other. No water for miles, nothing to cultivate, the power lines at a far remove. And then, set back from the interstate, at the foot of a butte, a small house, turquoise, astonishing as a mirage that won't disappear. The sheer fact was, somebody lived here, somebody who managed every day not to die. Mile after mile, I wondered how and who, and never once asked why. Any questions? You're very quiet. Which is okay. You can be quiet. Little story about the weather that I remember from David Mamet. It was a beautiful, just a gorgeous day, and he was on an elevator, and an old woman came onto the elevator, and there was the traditional awkward silence, and all of a sudden she says to him, "Lovely weather, aren't we?" I'm willing to wait. It's okay. Talk about being at one with nature. You are the weather.